Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Friday, November 26, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Turkey, where officials desperately want to join the European Union. The country is under intense scrutiny as the December deadline for the EU to decide membership approaches. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says Christians hope this translates to less persecution.
Part of that process would mean that Turkey would need to allow for more diversity in their religious sector. And what that would do for the Christian churches would allow them to have more freedom to practice their faith.
Next, it's been over 2 weeks since the death of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Sat7's Terry Ascott says they're still waiting to see how his death may affect peace in the Middle East and beyond. But more importantly, others are wondering how ministry and the spreading of the gospel may be impacted.
This is really a very local thing. I don't think that his departure from leadership of the Palestinian Authority is going to really have any impact outside of Palestine for the near future, in terms of certainly the way ministry is done in the region.
Sat7 is a satellite television service for Christians in the Middle East and North Africa. And while millions of Americans celebrated their Thanksgiving holiday with the traditional turkey dinner, thousands of poor people went without. However, here's Life Inner City, a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ, tried to make a difference for a few families. Here's Life handed out more than 24,000 boxes of love to families all over the country. They were handed out by local inner city churches, giving them a chance to share the gospel. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You've been hearing the stories, and now you can see them. A free copy of My Shoes for Orphan Souls Trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can see the faces of many orphans who need help today. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.